We welcome to Star 94.1, Dwayne Woods. Dwayne, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Just fine, just fine. Your song, Let Go, what a prophetic song. Tell us about that.
Wow. Actually, it was a song that was written by P.J. Morton. And the day that I heard it, I knew that this would be the perfect song for me. It's basically telling my life story in musical form. It's a very personal song to me, just because of all of the things that I've had to go through. You know, you realize that there are just times that when you hold on to things for so long, a lot of times it can hinder what God really wants to do with you, and it hinders future things for your life. So it's like I'm just telling the people, you know, just let go. As soon as you stop worrying about all of the things that happened to you in the past, you can let go and let God have his way.
What kind of things have you gone through? Or do you have a testimony for us, Dwayne?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I have a major testimony, a testimony of healing, which is actually the theme of the record. We're doing a project healing through praise and worship. And basically, my testimony is that I was diagnosed back in the 90s with HIV. And I went through years and years of treatment and going to the doctor, being poked and being diagnosed with this opportunity infection, all of these things. And I said, God, if I'm going to sing about you being a healer, I want you to do it. And sure enough, I went through this process where I just went through a cleansing in my body, a cleansing in my spirit. It changed my passions for a lot of different things. And my passion turned towards God, towards worship. And I trusted God completely with my life. And it was at that moment that I let go, that I went back just for a routine treatment. And the same people that had diagnosed me didn't even recognize me when I went into the doctor's office, and they diagnosed me HIV negative. It was just an incredible experience.
Wow.
So, basically, these are the things that I'm giving the people on this project. It's a very personal project. There's actually a song on there called God Still Heal that just carries just a wonderful message to don't give up. You know, I don't care what situation you're facing, God still heals.
You did something on Donald Lawrence's finale project.
That's right. God is.
Actually, God is.
That song is actually going on the project also.
Okay, okay.
It's a wonderful, wonderful song. We had a lot of fun doing that. I hate, you know, every time everybody says the finale project, it just hurts my heart because Tri-City was such a phenomenal, phenomenal ministry.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Tell us about Donald Lawrence. How is it working with Donald?
Oh, my goodness. Donald Lawrence, I've been actually working with Donald for close to 8 years now, and I've learned so much being up under his tutelage. Everybody calls him a slave master. But the one thing I love about Donald is that he sees far past what you see. He sees so much potential in people, and he's a genius. I've learned so much even about this recording process. You know, one of the things that he teaches us is that the people have to be able to feel the song, feel the heart of the song. So under his teaching is the things that have kind of helped me develop even my group when singers meet, just the sound of them, just watching him as he works with other artists as a producer. I've seen a lot of sides of Donald Lawrence, and it's just amazing working with him, to work with somebody that is so incredibly gifted and has so much to say to the body of Christ. It's a great, great experience.
You mentioned him.
That's right.
How did you come up with that name?
Everybody asked me the exact same question. Actually, we got together in 1998. I did a concert, and I just went through the city. I've actually come up in Kansas City under a lot of different groups. Joy Unlimited, I worked with another choir called SCLC, and These Are They, and Elements of Faith, a lot of great choirs in the city. And so I went through, and as I was getting prepared for the concert, I just went through and started handpicking people that I've worked with over the years that I just love to hear them sing. I was always like, you know, if I ever started a choir, I would love for this person to sing with me or that person to sing with me. And they were all, every person in my choir is basically a standout vocalist within themselves. Actually, a couple of my sopranos sing with Tri-City, and then another couple of my sopranos sing with Donald Lawrence and Company. And so they're great singers, and so when I got them together, I was like, we're all singers. We're coming together to meet. You know what, let's call this When Singers Meet. And it was actually just the title of the concert, but we kept the concept for the group. So as we go out, the heart of the ministry, the passion of worship that we carry, we have a burden to see people's lives change through praise and worship. And so we always have this caption at the end that says, this is what happens.
That's a great name. Let's talk about some other folks. How about John P. Key?
Wow. You're going back on me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually a great experience working with John P. Key also. He was like one of my favorite artists in the industry, and I just thank God for favor, because it seems as though every person that I kind of idolized, if you can call it that, in the gospel music industry I've had a chance to work with. And so John came to see me in a production, and actually at the time, John's manager was Max Siegel, who was also vice president of Verity Records.
Right.
We got together, he heard me in the production, and it was right at the time that Isaac and Owell were leaving the group. And so he was like, you know what, I have a space in here, I would love for you to come and just hang out with me. And we hung out, and you know what, John P. Key is like one of those ministries where it's a bunch of young people, we get together, we're traveling, we're going across this country, and I loved being a part of that because I loved to see how people responded to his ministry, the passion that he had for young people, just seeing people's lives change in those concerts. It was a great experience. And so to be able to have that under my belt, to say that I was on the Show Up Project, singing I Surrender, performing with Vanessa Bell Armstrong, it was just an incredible.
We're talking to Dwayne Woods. Dwayne Byron Cage.
That's my big brother right there.
All right.
Byron Cage. You know what? It was amazing how, again, I talk about favor. I was actually traveling when I did the Prince of Praise and Worship project with Kurt Carr. I was actually traveling as a Kurt Carr singer. And that's how the connection was made between myself and Byron Cage working on that project. And then I would see him in and out, and he got a chance to hear my choir sing and just kind of see what I do as far as working with background vocals, learning up under Donald and kind of taking that teaching and going across the country and helping out other ministries. And he came to me and he was like, you know what, I really love what you're doing with your ministry. I would love to have that sound on my project. And that's how that whole connection of me coming in, and I had an opportunity to produce the background vocals on his latest project, which is just, that has been an awesome experience for me to just kind of work with all of the artists that I had a chance to work with. Ernest Pugh was one of the background singers. Shay Simpson from Atlanta, Georgia was also one of the background singers. And then a couple of the choirs, Maurice Culpepper got some friends together, and Mark Hubbard from Chicago, Illinois, just to get all of these people from so many parts of the country together to create one sound that was a blessing to so many people across this nation. Man, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, Dwayne, I think Let Go is going to be that Dwayne Woods signature sound.
Wow, that's a blessing. It's interesting coming from being a part of the background to coming into the forefront. You know, it's a humbling experience, but I'm really excited about what God is doing. Again, I honestly believe that timing is of the essence, especially when you're working with God's people and with what God has in store for you. There's a lot of times that he has you in the background so that you can learn, you can get all that you need to get so that when he's able to push you forward, he can trust you with what he's given for you to do. So that's a blessing to say that you think Let Go is going to be it.
Well, you've done a lot of traveling over the country. Where would you like this project to take Dwayne Woods?
Wow. You know, just like you said, I've really been across this country, the United States. I've done it, you know, so many times over, and actually the church ministry that I work for in Chicago, Illinois, New Faith Baptist Church, they're an international ministry that has a great heart and a passion for people in Ghana and in Africa. And I would love to see the messages that I have go and reach tribes across this nation, because there's so many people that are just dying without hope, and they need to hear messages of hope, you know, messages of what God is able to do, and I'm excited about what that ministry is doing, because it's also opening the door for me to be able to go over there and reach, you know, reach people over there that aren't getting these messages. You know, I really believe the word of the Lord when he says that every man, it's his desire that every man would have an opportunity to hear the gospel, and that's what we're hoping to proclaim.
Dwayne, it has been a pleasure, and may God continue to bless you.
Thank you so much, man.
Hey, you are welcome. And we just speak life that this project will make Dwayne Woods a household name.
Wow. And I receive it, too.
Okay.
I receive it.
Thank you, Dwayne.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our guest on Star 94.1.